All right, so Bethany going through a divorce and is kind of mortified, her words, at what her soon-to-be ex is publicly doing. Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Wondering if you guys can help me out here. My future ex-spouse is saying all kinds of things online about the bad marriage and me. He's posting it on my friends' Facebook pages and anywhere he can. I saw several while reading my friend's post, who is also having a tough time, too, and he sat there and spilled it all out for about 30 posts.
We
were married for 10 years with mutual friends. Nothing awful or truly incriminating was posted, just about my personality and about how the marriage is ending and stuff like that. But admittedly, because of my work and family, I do like a good reputation, perhaps overly so. A good name is worth more than diamonds and gold, as so the saying goes. And I'm protective of it. And it's all no one's business what happened.
Okay.
One big difference about us is that he has really no shame about what people think or say about him and doesn't care what he says. I, on the other hand, am mortified by seeing our personal life played on Facebook for the world to see.
Okay.
I told him to have it removed and he said nothing. We both behaved in our marriage, but argued, disagreed, fought, never physical, a lot in the last few years. I don't need any lectures about how bad Facebook is for a marriage, preaching to the choir here. Instead, do you have any suggestions on what I can do to have the posts removed? My friend has not helped, despite my request and my message to Facebook as well. Is there anything I can do here? Has anyone been through this? Thanks so much, Bethany.
I mean, I think she already answered or said what I was going to suggest, and that's just, you know, just continue to report it to Facebook, continue to report it to Facebook, continue to report it to Facebook. But that's tough when you see someone else kind of controlling
the narrative.
And you don't want to jump into it because you don't want to kind of stoop to that level.
I feel like she's done everything she can do, and it stinks because it's really like a helpless feeling when someone else is putting things out there and you don't have any control over it.
Yeah, I mean, you can respond on, like, the internet.
You can.
But that then looks like you're kind of now at the defensive.
Right.
And I understand the optics of that, and I also understand what you're saying by, you know, you want to have a good reputation. I think we all want to have a good reputation, you know, online and in our personal lives and stuff like that.
And then you feel tempted to put one of those, like, very vague posts out there. Some people feel like they need to talk about super personal things on Facebook, but, you know, not naming any names. I'm just going to sit here and just, like, keep my business my business.
Man.
That's tough.
Okay, so I don't know if you've been through this per se or have any suggestions. 502-795-1997.
John's got a good perspective, I think she'll want to hear.
Okay. Well, we'll get to John, and then we'll get some of your suggestions as well and stories coming up on Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX. When your ex is crashing out online, it's 99.7 DJX, or your soon-to-be ex is crashing out online.
And airing
all your dirty business, your business out, and you're just sitting there going,
can we keep this private?
Yeah, like what is going on here? So that's what Bethany is figuring out right now with her soon-to-be ex-husband of 10 years. And she's like, you know, we behaved in our marriage like there wasn't cheating or anything like that. Or at least that's what I interpreted that to mean. And he's just unloading. And she's like, what can I do?
Right. She's tried to report to Facebook. She's tried to, like, tell him to take it down. And she's had, like, so-called friends that are, like, letting him post on their pages, things like that. John is rolling in with a good perspective. These posts are more of a reflection of him than anyone else.
True.
And no response from you is also a response your friends and family who know you and care about you will see through. This looks poorly on him, not you. When I see someone post like that, my first thought is they're messy. No wonder she's leaving him.
Yeah, Lisa kind of says the same thing. She says, I've experienced this. My ex went on a campaign to bash me during our divorce. I let him go. Ooh. I lived with him. I knew his true colors would shine through, and they did. Now I have people asking me how I stayed married to him for so long. And my son has even told me he's happy I got away from his dad. Just give him the rope. Let him hang himself, as they say.
Now, someone else as well, Stephanie on text says, what about taking it legally and going through defamation of character with an attorney?
Well, a lot of people are saying you should keep receipts and, yes, and give it to your divorce attorney.
You can screenshot all that.
Give it to your divorce attorney.
Correct. Yeah. If he's constantly posting negative things about his wife, could that be considered even like harassment?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Chase suggests what his grandma always said. And don't wrestle with a pig. You'll both get muddy, and the pig likes it.
Yes! You know what? I think that's a really, really good one.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
It is hard, though, not to respond. Like,
it is.
When you just see someone besmirching your good name.
Yes.
Online, not to just sit there and go, but.
Right.
But.
Put all the receipts out there.
Yeah, but, and, I mean, you know, like, we're public figures.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody comes to us and goes, oh, we love you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get the hate, too. So
occasionally.
And it's, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's hard not to go, yeah, but.
Wait.
Do we have a button for that?
Yeah. I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
I mean. That can be used for so many different things.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
But it is hard to sit there and not like jump in the middle of it, but I feel like it's just gonna make it worse. And then everyone gets to watch you, fighting.
And I think a lot of people have also said, you know, when I see things like that online, I don't immediately
fault the other person.
It's
a reflection of the people posting it.
Go on the side of the person who's posting it and go, right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you just kind of got to weather this.
That is so tough. And I know because she was talking about the fact that they've got mutual friends and who seem to be taking sides by allowing him to rant on their pages.
Yeah.
Which and obviously also does not feel good.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't feel good and probably not as good of friends as maybe you thought they were.
Yeah, and a lot of these, that's when these situations will show you who your real friends are.
Yeah.
So surround yourself with people that are supporting you.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, at the very least, if you can't get him to stop, keep note of all of it. You know, consult with your divorce attorney.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, save the receipts, give it to your divorce attorney, but...
And then try not to look at it.
Yeah, I was going to say, just try to ignore it online and maybe block them and just like out of sight, out of mind.
Take the high road.
Yes, try to do that.
Yes.
All right. I know
and,
it's tough.
And take it also as confirmation you're doing the right thing and getting divorced.
Yes.
That's kind of showing you're making the right move there.
100%. All right. Well, we know that's tough. And sorry, that's probably not the answer that you wanted.
Right.
Of just ignore it.
Right. Yes. No. She needed next steps. Like this is something you can do to make this situation stop.
Yeah. So we'll keep us posted. Good luck. That's group therapy.